The World Bank says while the global economic recovery remains slow, sub-Saharan African countries continue to grow at a strong pace. The bank has released its latest economic forecast for the region. 4 years after the start of the economic crisis, the World Bank describes the global recovery as tepid, especially in the Eurozone. Sub-Saharan Africa, on the other hand, has some of the fastest-growing economies in the world, thanks to domestic demand and commodity prices that remain high. That's according to the latest edition of the World Bank report called Africa's Pulse. Lead economist for the Africa region, Poonam Kuanpol, is the co-author.
The report finds that Africa has been growing at a sustained, robust pace in 2012, and the region grew by 4.7%, which is double the rate of growth of the global economy. And this growth is impressive because it is in spite of the tepid and weak recovery that the global economy was experiencing in 2012.
She says if you exclude South Africa, which was hit by the recession, the sub-Saharan economy actually grew by 5.8%. Some individual countries had an even higher growth rate.
Several countries, such as Ethiopia, Rwanda, Ghana, have managed to grow at 7% or more in each of the past 3 years. That means 2010, 11, and 12. And several other countries have also been growing at a strong pace. For example, Nigeria, Zambia, Tanzania, the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Despite the slow global recovery, foreign direct investment, or FDI, actually increased in sub-Saharan Africa by 5.5% to $37.7 billion in 2012. In fact, it continued to grow in Africa while falling elsewhere in the developing world. Kuanpol also says domestic spending rose, as did government spending in infrastructure.
So with government capital spending increasing to meet some of the large gaps in power and transportation, energy, Africa's investment has been rising. Also, private consumption has been supported by declining inflation, as well as lower interest rates, and also easier access to credit. In addition, agricultural income in several countries increased. So all of this has helped to keep private consumption rising.
The World Bank forecast says sub-Saharan Africa's economic growth is expected to average over 5% between 2013 and 2015. However, there are risks, such as the weak global economy. Kuanpol also says growth has been good for poverty reduction, just not good enough.
What do we mean by that? If you look at the period since 1996, per capita GDP has improved at a fairly brisk pace of 2.4% per annum. However, there's variation across countries. We find that resource-rich countries grew at over twice the rate as resource-poor countries.
The World Bank's outgoing chief economist for Africa, Shanta Devarajan, says harnessing economic growth to accelerate poverty reduction is the biggest issue facing policymakers. That's especially true, he says, with more countries discovering they're rich in resources. Almost 50% of the region's population lives on $1.25 a day.
What we have to realize is that resource income or resource revenues are not necessarily the fastest way to reduce poverty, for the very simple reason that growth in resource-rich countries occurs in the extractive sector, but the poor earn their income from agriculture. 70% of the poor are actually working in agriculture.
He says there are several ways to ensure resource wealth benefits the population, and not just the oil, gas, or mineral companies. First, he says, contracts must be as transparent as possible, so countries get their fair share. The next step is to spend the money wisely, for example, on infrastructure, like electricity, along with health and education. He says safety nets and cash transfers should be available to shield the population from poverty and global economic shocks. Devarajan says agriculture is another good place to invest.
There's an estimate that worldwide something like 1% growth in agriculture is four times as powerful in reducing poverty as non-agricultural growth.
He says Africa has the potential to be what he calls the workbench of the world, as well as the source of savings, investment, and growth. Much of that has to do with the continent's demographics, which are bucking the world trend.
Africa is going to be the youngest continent in the world. We have a youth bulge, and the number of 15 to 65-year-olds is going to be the highest in Africa in about 20 years. And that means that we have an opportunity because the number of working people relative to the number of dependents, if you like, very young and very old, is going to be increasing in Africa, whereas in the rest of the world, frankly, it's going to be decreasing.
The World Bank's Africa's Pulse report also says good progress has been made on a few of the Millennium Development Goals, but the progress across the region has been uneven, and overall, the region lags in achieving development goals. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.